Hello, my name is Kat Hope. I'm a musician and sound artist based in Western Australia. I really appreciate this opportunity to introduce you to my work, Languid Sigh, because I think it needs an introduction. Most importantly, the way that you listen to it. When I undertook this project, I took it as a challenge. My main focus is in creating music works and sound recordings that focus on low frequency sound. So, to get the most out of this piece, I'd recommend against listening to it through your computer speakers and plug in the headphones. Play it through a receiver on your hi-fi, or I guess even in a good car stereo. These days, that's where some of the best bass speakers are found. But apart from that, Languid Sigh uses three sound sources and is typical of my approach to work, where I like to combine new things with things that I've done in the past and shelved for a later date. And the image provided, the non-audio signal, created, I guess, some places to start for this work. There's three source sounds. The first one, or the key to the work, is an amplified bass guitar played using motors to generate vibration on the strings and recorded using two subwoofer microphones that are constructed in conjunction with Carl Ford. These are basically subwoofer speakers inserted into drum shells and wired up to the recorder. They make excellent microphones for low frequency. And they create a drone where the vibrations and I guess the phasing changes as it moves through time, very subtle changes. The other sound that you will hear is the sound of water lapping. And this is a recording I made by putting a portable recorder inside a rowboat, which was then pushed away from a bigger boat. And recorded the sound of a person rowing a small boat in the sea off the coast of Western Australia, where I live. I enjoyed the sounds and decided to use them in this piece because the image of the hand and some of the symbols really kind of spoke to me about memory and the idea of memories being hidden. The other sound that I've used in here is a very localized field recording of a person stroking themselves in front of a heater. The heater provides a kind of drone in the background, yet the sounds of the hands and skin don't really sound particularly human. And this reflects, I guess, not only the literal image of the hand, but also the way the image seemed to me to be badly reproduced, like a bad photocopy or a scan. And so, recording the sound of a hand scanning a person's body seemed to humanize that image in my mind in some way. It's not a particularly high quality field recording, but it does have a very strong stereo effect. And this recording has been cut up and manipulated to create a very small rhythmic detail in the work. I hope you enjoy Languid Sigh. It's a piece really about listening to the small details. It's about combining real, humanized sounds that get reinterpreted through the recording medium. But it's also about challenging what listening is and the perception that radio is somehow a small, tinny effect. I don't accept that listening to it on the internet means that we have to sacrifice quality, audio quality totally. And that's why I preface this introduction with a discussion about using your headphones or enthralling the suburbs by playing it in your car. Thank you very much for the opportunity to introduce Languid Sigh.